The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 6 of the addiction recovery program.
My name is Rich.
Hi, Rich. Hi, Rich.
I am a child of God. I am very grateful to be here this evening. Step 6 and change of heart is really one of the original gospel principles. It's conversion. It's the changing of one into another. I read this paragraph during the reading portion, but a couple things stood out to me. It says, "Probably the most humbling thing to acknowledge is that you still harbor a prideful desire to change without the help of God." And then it says, "Step 6 means to surrender to God all remnants of pride and self-will." Step 6, and the change of heart, used to believe was an event or a process in that way. I now see it as a gift, and the reason that I say that is the Lord, through Ezekiel, also in this manual, says, "A new heart will I give you." It's a gift. For me, the harder part of receiving a gift is accepting it. I've been given this gift through the atonement of Jesus Christ. I have it in my hands. I know what it is. Am I willing to open it? Am I willing to take the step to do that? Am I willing to change? What I've learned through this process is that my best friend is Jesus Christ. He gave me so much. Am I willing to give up anything for Him? And if my answer is not yes, then I'm not in that right frame of mind. When I struggle with trying to get rid of a character weakness or this part of my life that I want to change, I have to picture the scenes of the atonement. I have to picture Jesus Christ walking a long, lonely walk, having nails driven through his hands and his wrists, and being lifted up on the cross because He loved me that much. And then I can realize, do I need this? Do I need this character weakness? Do I need to hang on to this? Is this struggle worth it? Because I don't want to be the one that makes the decision that sends that pain and inflicts more pain on my Savior, Jesus Christ. I have these moments where I'm struggling with something and I'm trying to make the right choice, and I think, would I want Jesus Christ to suffer the consequences for my choice? And having Jesus Christ as a best friend, someone that I look up to, someone that I trust, makes it easier for me to let go of a lot of things. I don't claim to have perfection in any of these areas. If anything, I learn more and more about this process, this change of heart. I'm grateful for the atonement. I'm grateful for this gift. I'm grateful for the gift that I have to continually renew, this change of heart that I was given. I have to continue to use that gift. I testify of the atonement of Jesus Christ. I testify that men and women can be given the gift of a change of heart. I testify of these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Rich.
The full episode for Step 6 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.